Okay, welcome to an early version of Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. Why are we getting this early? Well, it's because I'm in Reno, and I have to drive home. So, you know, ipso facto, that means that's how that goes. You know, because it'd be my luck that right when I needed to record, we'd be right in that canyon just before, or just after Topaz, but between Bridgeport, if you're coming from Reno, there'd be no service. You guys wouldn't get any news. And there was some news today, especially for you Mammoth folks. So let me read that for you. Mono County Health Officer resends Mammoth Schools in-person instruction closure. Schools may reopen Monday, January 24th. Dr. Karen K. Slack, Mono County Local Health Officer, issued an order rescinding effective for Monday, January 24th, the previous Mammoth Unified School District school closure order, following a reduction in COVID-19 cases throughout Mono County and based on the foundational principle that all students must have access to safe in-person instruction. The two-week temporary closure has allowed for a sufficient number of MUSD faculty to recover from their illness and complete their required state isolation requirements, thereby allowing for the return of students on campus for full in-person instruction. Effective Monday, January 24th, 2022, MUSD's Mammoth High School, Mammoth Middle School, Mammoth Elementary School, Sierra High School, Husky Club, and Mono County Office of Education's Inclusive Preschool on the campus of Mammoth Elementary School will reopen for in-person instruction. COVID-19 testing. Both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health provide COVID-19 testing clinics in Mono County, pending weather-related issues, of course. OptumServe offers testing Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 7, and they take lunch between 3 and 4. Mono County Public Health offers testing in other locations throughout the county at various times throughout the week. While both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health accept walk-ins at their COVID-19 testing clinics, pre-registration is strongly encouraged as walk-ins will only be accommodated pending resource availability. Mono County Public Health will be adding pop-up testing clinics as additional resources become available. The COVID-19 testing schedule for January can be accessed at easternsierranow.com, and we have it in both English and Spanish, as well as the official public health order. So, cancel your vacation to the Grand Canyon this week. That was a personal rib at my girlfriend because she's in the other room and she can hear me. You know, Mammoth Parks and Rec, they always do such an amazing job. I can't help but think of the TV show Parks and Rec, but it doesn't go on like that here. At least I hope not. They don't have Chris Pratt either. I'll be the Chris Pratt. But I will read you a couple things that they did put out. They put out a great newsletter every week, and it's explaining what's going on in the Mammoth and Mono areas and how to get involved. So, there is a Mammoth Lakes Winter Fitness Challenge. Parks and Rec is challenging the community to 100 miles this winter. Get outside and win $100. Everyone is welcome to participate, and entry is free. Once registered, you have from now until the end of March to log 100 miles either skiing, snowboarding, skating, walking, biking. If any of you know my girlfriend, you'll know why I'm laughing. A mix of activities is encouraged. Everyone who finishes 100 miles is entered into a raffle drawing for prizes, but the real prize is living a healthy lifestyle. Sign yourself up, sign your family members up, especially your in-laws, and start racking up those miles. You can click here at Eastern Sierra Now for additional details and to register. So, Amy, how many miles did you ride on a bike last year?
About 5,000.
So, does that mean you get $5,000?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. If it's $100 for 100 miles?
Absolutely.
Did I do that math wrong? No, that means you'd get five.
I'll take $1 for every mile.
$1 for every mile. Well, that's 5,000 then, right? That's 5,000. So that seems fair. We'll do 5,000. Yeah, because otherwise you'd be like 50,000, right? I'm
so
terrible at math, and this is public, so people are now assuming that I have a Big Pine High School education.
Just let me know where to pick up the check.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find out where to pick up the check. Thanks for that, Amy. Yeah, I think you might be getting a little over your head there at Parks and Rec. There is a lot of athletes in our area. So let's see how that goes. Speaking of that, Whitmore Sports Field is now open. Another huge shout out to our hardworking parks maintenance team. Their latest monumental efforts have seen the Whitmore synthetic turf field cleared of snow. Go check out the picture at Eastern Sierra now. It looks really cool, actually. Head on down, see for yourself, and get your game on Mammoth Lakes. Crews are now working to clear the track of snow that should open Friday afternoon. We recommend you register for the Winter Fitness Challenge, which we just went over. Throw your runners in the car and start logging those fitness miles. Please be aware of some icy patches on the field and track. Enjoy! There's Celebrate National Skating Month. January is National Skating Month, and to celebrate, the Mammoth Ice Rink is offering free first-time skate assist lessons. If you never skated before, now's your chance to join our instructors for a free 20-minute how-to session covering all the basics. What I'm wondering is, do they give heat packs? And you probably don't need ice packs because you could just sit down. But yeah, skating for the first time is awful. Just point that out. It's really fun once you get it, but falling on ice is really, really bad. I guess that's why you need the instructor. They can teach you how to do it correctly. So, lessons are scheduled this Friday, January 21st, and Friday, January 28th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Register in person or by calling the Mammoth Ice Rink at 760-965-3695 for the complete winter schedule rates and promotions. Please visit their website, which is linked at Eastern Sierra Now, or call 760-965-3695 during operating hours. And they have a new winter gymnastics program. We are excited to announce the return of gymnastics for the community. This winter, we will have a 6-week tumbling class and a 6-week introduction to cheer class for grades 3 through 12. Programs will be held at the Mammoth Lakes Community Center. That's with Thousand Forest Trail. It's going to be in February, only $45 per person, and you can sign up at Eastern Sierra Now. There's a link for that, or register at 760-965-3690. Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I don't really need help tumbling. That's something I do naturally, but I have really big feet and the grace of a not ballerina. So, speaking of grace, my favorite sports team right now is the Bishop Boys Bronco soccer team. They are just destroying everyone they play. It's incredible to see these stats coming through. Like, I'm super stoked on it. Yesterday, the Broncos welcomed the Fraser Mountain Falcons to John Schwab Field for our Thursday evening game. The Broncos took the win over the Falcons. Broncos 5, Falcons 1. The Broncos have a busy week next week with 2 games on the road and 2 games at home. Wow, 4 games. The Broncos will travel to Mammoth on Tuesday, January 25th, to play the Huskies. The Broncos will play at home Thursday, January 27th, against the Roadrunners. The Broncos will travel to Fraser Mountain Friday, January 28th, to play the Falcons again. And the Broncos will play at home Saturday, January 29th, to play the Boron Bobcats. And stats from last night's game, number 11 Santana had 1 goal and 2 assists. Number 20 Gonzalez had 2 goals. Number 3 Del Judice, 1 goal. And number 7 Esparza, 1 assist. Thank you. That comes from assistant coach Dominic Jean. So they are killing it. So we need to get out there and support some of those games, people. So if you're listening to this, head on down there and let's watch these kids play because they are just killing it. Now I'd like to give a quick shout out to my patrons, because they are amazing human beings. Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you so much. I know I thank you every episode, but we couldn't do this without you. We couldn't do this without our advertisers. And let's just be honest, we couldn't do this without the subscribers and the people that are actually listening and using our news service, because that's what we're here for. We're here to get the news and information and entertainment out to you. So regardless of financial backing, everybody is important here. But this is my full-time job and I have to pay bills. So, you know, anybody that is willing to help this organization not only helps me, it helps our interns. It helps us get to a place where we can hire more reporters and get more news and information out. So if you support local news and you've got a couple extra clams to throw our way, please consider doing that. You can go to our homepage at Eastern Sierra Now, just above the Spotify player, where you might be just listening to this right now. In fact, there is a button for signing up for Patreon. If you do that, you can subscribe to different tiers, And each one is a different amount of money you will pledge a month to putting towards local news. So we could not appreciate you more for everything that all of you do. And again, thank you for our patrons. I am getting on the road, ladies and gentlemen. On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Willie has to sing to the top of his nose. That's how that is. Gone to the place that I've never been. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Okay, I'm out of here. If anything good happens, I will post it on Instagram for the rest of today. It is Friday. Today's Friday, isn't it? Yeah, it's Friday. We've been up here in Reno a little bit too long. So we will see you Monday, unless some big news happens. Watch YouTube, watch Instagram, and keep checking Eastern Sierra Now. Thank you so much.